You were listening to The Peaceful Planet Synthesized from Spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray. Listen in to The Peaceful Planet every Saturday at 12 noon Central to music from the angelic realms, including inspired songs from John Lennon, George Harrison, and Michael and the Band. This is show host Marcia McMahon inviting you to join us as we share messages from the Ascended Masters and the Archangels as we bring you into a higher vibration of love and peace for the planet. Hear my weekly interviews with cutting-edge world teachers and musical talent.
Do you like music, angels, and channeling? Are you spiritual, a psychic, or a healer? We are one on the Peaceful Planet Show at www.bbsradio.com every Saturday at 12 noon Central Time.
Welcome, everybody, to The Peaceful Planet. This is your show host, Marcia McMahon, and I hope you're having a great Saturday out there. This show is going to really uplift you today. We are featuring a wonderfully gifted musician by the name of Mark Torgerson, who is going to be playing a lot of his songs on air for you this morning or afternoon, wherever you may be. And his work is just so inspiring and so beautiful, and we're just so thrilled to have Mark with us today. So we normally play a lot of the music from Bob Murray at thestarsstillshine.com, and we want to give credit to Bob, of course, and encourage our listeners also to click on the page right now on Peaceful Planet, where you can read Mark's bio, and you can actually click to his website at www.marktorgerson.com. Mark, am I spelling that or saying that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Torgerson. So it's so nice to have you with us today, Mark.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you're really a gifted musician, and I see that you have a classical background. May I read your bio first before we go into some of the samples of the music?
Certainly.
Okay, and this is about Mark and his music. He also has an internet radio station at www.live365.com/stations/Mark Torgerson. So this is a little about Mark and his music. Mark Torgerson is a classically trained pianist who plays the music of transformation. His spontaneously created songs are joyful and filled with heartfelt expression. He draws inspiration from nature and the cosmos as he delights audiences with his sense of childlike wonderment and unbridled expression. Mark's style is classically influenced with an orientation toward the Romantic and Impressionist movements. He also draws from modern traditions and some popular idioms. His repertoire is all original, with free improv forming a strong foundation in his concerts. Mark engages the audience by requesting they supply themes for him to play. These themes may range from natural elements, the sea, an evergreen forest, or be as diverse as human emotions, such as passion or grace. His ability to grasp an idea and make it musically sparkle continually thrills his audiences. For 25 years, Mark has performed and conducted events in the Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, and West Coast regions. He believes we are at a major juncture in human consciousness. Every major age of cultural evolution has been accompanied by parallel trends in the arts, supporting the shifts of heightened awareness. Music with this intention is extremely powerful and can be used as a bridge toward transformation. We are at a time when music will take the stage as an agent, accelerating our ability to change by providing an experience which opens the heart and alters the doorways, excuse me as I turn the page, of perception and behavior. Recording credits include 14 albums, including Living the Miracle, 27 topics for global shifting, a 9-album set designed to help accommodate the swift changes now upon society. His music has received critical acclaim and aired nationally and internationally. So, wow, what a bio there, Mark.
Thank you.
So, shall we start out with playing one of your songs? and then we'll come back and get some questions, because I think our listeners will tune into all this wonderful stuff if they get to hear it, and then we'll get to talking with you personally about how you came to be such an accomplished pianist.
That sounds great.
Okay, so I was thinking about Shifting 2. Would that be a good choice for us?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, let's play Shifting 2 then by Mark Torgerson, and just tune in to the wonderful, relaxing notes here. We're listening to the song titled Shifting by Mark Torgerson. Boy, is that exquisite. It just puts me in such a state of relaxation. It's wonderful. Mark?
Yes.
Yes. So can you tell us a little bit about your background? I'm curious because I hear so much depth in your music, and I love the way that it sounds and everything, but it does seem as though you're using references to Romanticism and Impressionism even in your very improvisational work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do have a very strong classical influence.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was classically trained, but I've never called myself a classical musician.
Mm-hmm.
I don't practice the repertoire of the classics. It's everything that I actually produce is original.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. And where did you study in classical music? And tell us a little bit more about how you came to do this fusion sound that you're doing.
I received my degree from Mary Washington College in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied piano there, and orchestration, and a number of other instruments, strings, and so forth, and further trained at Virginia Commonwealth University, and delved more into electronic music, and a little deeper into piano there, and with a couple of my albums, the most recent one, Cloudburst, and Between Mountains and Stars, you'll hear more of the electronic influence. But piano has been always the instrument I return to as my focal point, where things just really flow.
Yeah, I would totally confirm that. Your work has a very joyful, inspirational sound to it that seems to touch the emotions as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, any kind of music really comes needs to come from the heart and from a lot of passion.
It does.
The best is fueled by a tremendous passion and love for whatever it is you're playing about.
Mm-hmm. So you were talking in your bio about music that is being inspired as well for planetary awakening and the transformation of our society. So that's a really profound thing, yet when I listen to your music, it has such a rich texture and it's got so many different emotions and different elements, and I do think it does that. So tell us a little bit more about the inspiration.
Mm-hmm. I really have been interested in composing music specifically for healing and transformation from the very beginning. I've always been interested in spirituality and metaphysics, and it was a natural outflow of that to actually compose and create with that in mind. And I've been working directly with the human energy system for many, many years, and to incorporate the music into that practice, drawing the energy down into the music and projecting it out was just a kind of a natural outflow of doing that type of work.
Yes, and I think you do that very, very well. Your work is just so wonderful. And I want to touch on the names of the two CDs that you sent me and encourage our listeners to go to your website and buy one of them. Could you give us some of the names of your recent CDs?
Well, the most recent one is Cloudburst.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a combination of piano and orchestrated background music for the piano. It's kind of a little bit of both. And then from the Living the Miracle series is Love, Compassion, and Freedom. And those are part of the 27 topics for global shifting. And both of those are on the website, and they're also available as downloads from the website. So if you're
mm-hmm.
MP3 savvy, you can you can download those as well.
How wonderful! Well, what do you say we play Cloudburst and let our audience hear?
Okay.
All right. So let's play Cloudburst. We're back. We're speaking with pianist Mark Torgerson at marktorgerson.com, and you were listening to his piece, Cloudburst. Well, I first listened to that in the car as the clouds were clearing, and, you know, it's very dramatic. especially when you're driving along and you're out in the country, which is where I live, and you're hearing this music, it's like got a connection to the land as well, I got to say.
Yeah, I would say that most of my music is very tuned into nature. Much of the inspiration that I feel comes from being out in nature. I've historically done a lot of backpacking and camping and just being out under the stars and the sun and feeling the energy of the fairies and the trees, and it all kind of comes through. And for many years I wondered how the inspiration centered in me and then came out through the music. Most recently I realized that you start to embody those aspects of nature, and that nature is really not apart from you, that you are actually a part of nature. And so it seems like a natural outflow for the music to
I could relate to what you're doing in your work, because being a channel, and we'll get into some of your messages as well, but being a channel, I find that I have to be grounded and very much also connected to the earth. So I draw inspiration from, I used to be a garden painter, but now I do mostly inspired art from spirit. And I feel that your music is both inspired from spirit and that it also touches into the natural element. And I resonate strongly with that in your work, because that's kind of how I do it too, although it's a different media, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, I like the sound of cloudburst, and it's got all that drama of a storm, you know? And we certainly get those storms moving through here in the Midwest at this time of year, but luckily we've got beautiful sunshine today. So, you know, I mean, I think that that your work is just so inspirational. Did you want to share anything with us about some of the combination of the spiritual aspects of your work and how that factors into the music?
Yeah. Well, there's actually a lot of different ways that we could talk about that, but one of the things that I was thinking about was at one point when I came back from a couple days camping out in the mountains, I sat down and played for about 3 days straight and recorded all the music. And on listening back, I realized that this music was, at first I thought it was inspired by nature, but as I listened back, it had a very stellar component in it. It felt like it was coming from the stars. It was almost extraterrestrial.
Oh, wow.
And the more I listened to it, the more I realized, oh, yeah, this is from way, way out in the stars.
And that's cool. That's interesting.
Yeah, and a couple albums came out of that time, and what I realized was that the energy was actually coming through from the stars, and there are certain stories and messages that are overlaid into the music, and you could say encoded into the music.
Mm-hmm.
And people that kind of tune into that, they can really pick up those stories. And
well, that's fascinating. Do you have any selections that you sent me that we could play to give, or would you like to suggest something that we listen to right now?
You know, one of the ones that is closest to my heart is Heart Opening.
Oh yes, that's a gorgeous piece. Let's listen to Heart Opening right now and get back and talk about that later.
Thank you.
were speaking with Mark Torgerson, and we were listening to his marvelous piece titled Heart Opening. So tell us a little bit about why you love the song and how the inspiration came to you.
Well, the inspiration started actually very simply. I started off with a very simple motif on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I added other instruments like flutes and strings, and it just evolved from there. It always starts with a very small germ or core of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I like that so much is because it does feel like it opens the heart. And whenever I listen to that, I get that feeling like something just kind of gets very soft there, you know.
Oh, yes. I really resonate with that. And, you know, I found that this music changes my mood. You know, I was having all kinds of computer issues the last couple of days. I had to take it in for repair. Then I get it home and it's broken. And, you know, this morning, as I was reviewing your files for the show, you know, in the MP3 format, you know, I'd be upstairs cursing the computer, and then I'd come down and listen to your music, and it would just, like, totally change me. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's got a very, I don't know, you know, it's mysterious, it's got so much texture, it just has so many layers to it, but the Heart Opening's a beautiful, beautiful song. And so, anyway, you know, I know that we've had your wife on the program, and that she channels the Elohim, and I read somewhere on your website that you guys present her messages and your music in public. I would think that would be a wonderful combination.
It is. We always have a tremendous blast working together because the angels love Carol, and the fairies love my music.
I can imagine they indeed do.
Yeah, and the combination is amazing of the energy that comes into the spaces and as well as the that are attracted to the people that come to these events.
Yeah.
It just gets
so
very, very strong.
I bet that's a real drawing card for her work, to have the musical accompaniment. I was always thinking I'd like to have harp music for my readings of my channeling, but I haven't done too much with reading with channeling publicly that much because I'm in kind of I'm in the Midwest where it's mostly fundamentalism, and you know, because I do the radio show, I don't travel around and get out as much. But when I do, when that day comes, I'm thinking harp would be great, you know. But this kind of music requires, the working with the angelic realm sort of requires the music to kind of go along with it. So I think you guys must be, you know, really doing some powerful stuff.
Yeah, the basis of our work, the foundation, is really shifting. It's for shifting consciousness. And the music helps to bring in a very high vibrational frequency into the events, and it helps the people helps to get people out of their minds and just to flow with so that when Carol opens up and starts speaking, there's a tremendous opening and acceptance to the words.
Yeah, I agree. I think it attunes your vibration to the higher levels. And one thing I noticed when I listened to your work that there doesn't seem to be any ego in listening to the work. It doesn't appeal to the what I would call the lower vibrations like rock and roll does. You know, rock and roll appeals to a lot of parts of ourselves that are not in the higher realms, you know. It's more like a higher realm sort of listening. Not that that's a criticism of rock and roll. Well, we all love rock and roll, but you know, it's just a different feeling. You know, you don't feel like getting up and dancing sometimes, but you might do some exercise and feel joyful along with the music. So it inspires you in a different direction. I do want to add that in. So, is there a song that you would like to select for our listeners?
Let's see. You know, I don't have the list here with me. So
oh, okay. Let me
I'm
go
let
to
you
the
make
list.
A choice.
I've got them on my computer here, and we'll take another look. All right, just a moment here. Okay, it looks like we have shifting 14, which is, you were talking about shifting. And
yeah, shifting,
when we
those two were all right? Yeah, that's fine. Those two are part of a live concert that I did here in Fredericksburg.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, well, they were done at
when we get back, we'll talk more about the concert, and we're going to listen to Shifting 14. And welcome back. You were listening to Shifting 14 by Mark Turgeson, and Mark is speaking with us today about his wonderful inspirational music. So the Shifting is another great work there, Mark, and you were telling us a little bit about something about that before we took a pause to listen to your work.
Yeah, Shifting was one of a number of concerts that I gave here in Fredericksburg. There were five of them actually, and that particular concert was called Shifting. And the whole premise for all of those concerts was the idea of shifting consciousness. And most of the music that were played during those concerts were improvised, created right there in the moment.
Wow!
And so it was a lot of it was inspired by the people that were there, sitting there, and But the feeling that I got about all those concerts was that it didn't really matter how many people were actually present in the audience, that the music was actually going out. It was going out to the world. It was the vibration was spreading out like ripples, and that was a really wonderful feeling to know that the change was happening right there in the moment.
Definitely. And then, you know, your website, when I connected with Carol a few months ago and I saw that your website connected to hers, I thought, oh, I've got to have this guy on my show. He's fabulous, you know. So, yeah, it would be nicer, those of us that are in the new age, to have larger audiences for receptivity to our work. But people are just awakening. So that's what I think we're trying to do, is awaken them to the reality of the higher planes and spirit. So, you know, I think that it reaches the people that it's supposed to reach, and eventually I think that it'll be a mass consciousness thing. It won't be just a few people that are curious about this, but there'll be a lot more people, you know. And I think with your talent, I would think that there would be a, you know, a large audience eventually listening to your work.
Yes. Okay, very good. Well, the next piece I think that we should play is Compassion, and that's part of the 27 Topics for Global Shifting.
Oh, okay.
And it's part of the Living the Miracle series that Carol and I did. We spent a year and a half. Every 2 weeks we would have a gathering, and she would open up the channel a message, which was about an hour plus long, and I would play the music for that topic as well.
Wow.
So the end result was 9 albums worth of music and a tremendous body of literature that she's still compiling, and will come out eventually. We're going to actually start doing a series of public presentations this year.
Oh.
But the music is out, and Compassion is one of my favorite of all the topics. It's like the heart opening song. It just is a very opening type of heart. It's very rich and heart centered.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to talk to you more about shifting, awakening, and ascension, and those concepts when we get back. But right now, let's listen to Compassion by Mark Torgerson. Wasn't that beautiful? And you were listening to Compassion by Mark Torgerson. That was a great piece, too. Tell us a little bit about that piece and the work that you're doing with your wife on global awakening and how this fits into what we call ascension. How do you feel the music is working towards that goal?
Well, everything has to do with vibration. And
mm-hmm.
and I feel like we're all conduits, so to speak, of a vibration that's coming in to the planet right now. We're almost like interfaces that help to actually spread the joy, so to speak, of the vibration, the higher vibration. And music is just one of those ways of doing it. Of course, channeling and speaking is another way. But this series of topics, the Living the Miracle series, was done over, like I said, a year and a half period. And it had the specific intent of bringing in that higher vibration into the planet. And after I would sit and play one of the topics, which would last anywhere from 15 to 25 minutes, Carol would open up and speak to the topic. And I would never know the name of the topic until she actually started speaking afterwards. And so
wow.
It was always interesting that the title would be called, you know, shaped after the actual music was played. But there's such a synchronicity between the words and the music, too. That's
amazing that she was giving you the titles after the works were completed. Wow.
Right.
That's very interesting how
right,
you
right,
synchronize
right.
together. That's, you know, I guess that shouldn't surprise me with music because so much of it is improv, you know. But she's a very good channel, and so she works with the Elohim energies, and I know those are the, you go all the way back to the Old Testament, they're mentioned as the creators in the Old Testament, so a high band of angelic beings, and our Earth is gradually transforming to a new society or a new understanding. How do you see the new Earth, or how do you see these changes that are upon us?
I see that we're right in a healing crisis right now. The energy is so intense. The energy it's being almost like bombarded in waves onto the planet right now, and it's bringing forth all the old stuff for release and for looking at. So all the hatred and malice and discontent is coming up, and really has to be processed. And it's going to get worse before it gets better, but as in any healing crisis, things do peak and get better. And I really have a lot of positive forward glances into the future as to where we're going.
Could you speak to that a little more detailed to our listeners who may not have heard of ascension and what to maybe expect in the next 10 or 15 years for our Earth and our society?
Well, ascension is a day-to-day thing. I think it's as we
mm-hmm.
As we walk and become more consciously aware of what we're doing, we also take in the higher vibrations and project them, we are constantly ascending. And I don't feel like it's a process where all of a sudden we're ascended or all of a sudden we're enlightened. It's a continual process of working through things and releasing the old and the things that are not serving us any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And
The
Earth is ascending as a body, and we're going along with it, kicking and screaming, but we're going, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, there have been a lot of projections about the year 2012 and the wars ending and the initiation of the 1,000 years of peace, and there's just so much prophecy out there, and I have quite a bit of prophecy. I know Carolyn has prophecy in her work, and, you know, I just find it interesting to contemplate. I don't adhere to any one point of view on when it's all going to come true and we're going to have one big happy world with one big happy human family, but it's great that we're putting out the energies to allow for that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and your music is definitely tuning us in to those realms and those possibilities. And I feel that more of us, really one of the things about ascension is that I feel that most people, you know, if they're staying here on the earth plane, will be eventually opening to spirit, spiritual inspiration, angelic communication, and the more etheric levels of existence that are spoken of in the sciences as different dimensions, but that these are real dimensions that at one time, according to some who, you know, channel, have said that at one time in Atlantis we were tuned into all of that, and that when we're kind of in a more pristine restoration of the earth, that many of us will be able to sense and feel these different vibrations as well.
Yeah, and actually a good clip to play for that is Island Dance, because that's the way I foresee our coming new world, the new world consciousness.
As islands?
Island Dance. Uh-huh.
Island Dance, okay. Well, let's listen to Island Dance and we'll talk more in a little bit. And we're back, and you were listening to a snippet of Island, what is it, Mark?
Island Dance. Island Dance.
Okay, cool. So you were going to tell us and elaborate a little bit on that song and your inspiration. You were saying something about how you saw the world in the future with this song?
Yeah. That song, to me, is just so full of joy and so full of light, and it just makes me happy whenever I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I actually picture the world, probably within, 20 years or so. I think we're going to have to go through a tremendous purification and cleansing process before we get there. Although, you know, everything is individual. I mean, we can have that peace and joy and happiness right now. But I think on a global level, we'll be seeing that on the actual terra firma Earth.
What do you see in your visions about the new Earth? Are you seeing a lot less land mass and more water, as in islands? Or because I see that as a possibility. I know that there's going to be a lot of inundation on the coastlines. I've been told that anyway.
Yeah. I don't actually get visions of what we're going to be living like. I have a feeling, which is tremendous freedom, tremendous light, and a sense of personal joy and happiness.
Mm-hmm. But that certainly comes through in your beautiful work.
Thank you.
And I think the Island song is very, very joyful. So tell me, when you were first starting out and you were getting classically trained in music and studying at these universities and so on, how did you eventually transition to come into more of a New Age sound? Was it something that just happened naturally, gradually, or was there some change in your consciousness that, you know, metamorphosed?
Well, I was always drawn to many of the Wyndham Hill artists and the Wyndham Hill sound, you know, which is...
I used to listen to William, or excuse me, not William, Wyndham Hill in the 80s, and they had a great sound then, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Back then, I played a lot of guitar, and I had a friend that I played with, and whenever we would play together, it sounded so much like, even though we weren't even listening to that music back then, it sounded very, very New Age-oriented. So I mm-hmm. think there was kind of a current that we all tapped into during that time, and I persisted in it. I know a lot of people don't like to classify their music as New Age, but that's basically what I feel like my music is. It's about the New
mm-hmm.
Age, and it's about the new consciousness and the awakening of awareness in the masses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about.
I completely concur with that, and I was a great fan of Lyndon Hill, and I don't know what happened to all my old tapes. You know, we don't use the tapes anymore, but you know, they did some great pieces back then, and I did find their work inspirational, too, though I wouldn't have identified myself as a New Ager the way I do now. But now I think I'm fully convinced the New Age is upon us, and it's time for the rest of the world to wake up and catch up, you know?
There you go.
Yeah. So your work is a great inspiration, and those of you out there listening, I want to encourage you again to visit Mark's website at Mark Torgeson, T-O-R-G-E-S-S-O-N, I'm sorry, 1-S-O-N.com. And then you can also visit planetaryawakening.org. And Mark, you also mentioned in your bio you have an internet radio station?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Oh, that's the live365.com
mm-hmm.
site. And they are a very, very large host that goes out, of course, all over the world. And it's interesting. I put the radio station up about 2 months ago, and it's been getting tremendous airplay in places like Singapore, Canada, Turkey, many of the Eastern European countries. And so it made me realize that we are such an international community anymore, and we have this wonderful link, which is the Internet.
Oh, I know. If it weren't for the Internet, I don't think any of us would be unifying our voices and or reaching some of these other areas that, you know, they have Internet, but they may not even be getting much television, which is probably good for them, you know. But I thought that was interesting. So I went on the site briefly this morning, and it sounded to me like it was just a continuous airplay of your music.
Yeah, 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I had there
so
about 12 hours.
Do you just sign up for that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Actually, it's a free service. You can go, but you can sign up, and that way you won't get advertisements and other things that pop up on the radio. But it's a tremendous boon for anybody that loves to listen to music, because you can find just about anything you want on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are about 12 hours of my music that continually loop throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was very nice. So you can visit that site. But we like what we're doing here with our continuous music on BBS Radio as well. So we offer some of the similar services that you're doing there, but I think it's very worthy that you've got your own show airing out there and that people from all over the world are tuning in. So, anyway, was there another song that you wanted to choose, or was there anything that you wanted to add to what we were talking about?
I think the music speaks for itself. I think
it
that's
does.
The best
yeah.
way. And there is a song that I think it would be good to close with. It's called Timeless.
Mm-hmm.
And Timeless was a piece that I played during a concert that Carol and I did. And so it was a live presentation. This is just the piano piece here. I think it's a clip. But it really captures the essence of what the energy that was in the room. And there was a lot of angelic energy during that time. So I think you'll feel it in this music.
Wonderful. Let's listen to Timeless by Mark Torgeson. Yes, and we're back already. And what was it we were listening to, Mark? Remind
that was Timeless.
Timeless. Mm-hmm. And you were saying that you are going to be giving some concerts with Carolyn. So let's announce those concerts that are coming up and where they're going to be, if you wouldn't mind doing that.
Well, we have they're actually listed on our website, which is planetaryawakening.org.
Okay.
And some of the things we do in Fredericksburg, and some we do up closer to the Washington D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
And some we do in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're in the Virginia area, and you're
in Virginia.
Performing locally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we're
that sounds
we're
wonderful. I'd love to hear you in concert sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're planning a an event in Madison for May as well, which is closer to the Chicago area, I think.
Yeah, Madison, Wisconsin. Now you're talking Midwest, my territory. What are you doing up in Madison?
Well, the last thing that we did up in that area was a community activation, and
mm-hmm.
What that is it's actually an activation of the participants that branch out into the community, and it ends up being a major shifting of large populations and star cultures. So it's like a small seedling of an activity that breaks open and becomes a large oak tree very, very quickly.
How interesting.
Yeah, and you can find out more about those types of community activations on Carol's site, carolfitzpatrick.com.
Okay, now, you were saying you were going to be in Wisconsin, so I was wondering if there was an expo or what was the name of your presentation that you're going to be affiliated with.
I think on the site it'll be listed as a community activation.
Oh, I see, because, you know, I have to mention this, too. We have a wonderful show host by the name of Wynn Free. And Wynn Free has written the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And Wynn Free works with a number of his different girlfriends who all channel the Alohim. And it's really odd how interesting and what a parallel this is, because I've had Wynn on my show before where he has done this community activation thing, because
uh-huh.
he feels that he's working with the Alohim too. And he was on the show once, and he had some people in various locations, and he was pulling in a pillar of light, and they were doing community activation on the show. So I think that that's a confirmation that both of you are actually working with the same energy sources, these higher angelic beings, and it might be interesting for you and Carol to get in touch with Wynn Free.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, I think he has a number of shows. He's on the Don and Wynn show tonight, Saturday on BBS in the evening. It's a wonderful show, usually on about 7 my time, probably 5. Anyway, you can check the lineup on BBS.com. And then I think Wynn has his own show also on Monday evenings. And he has a wonderful, he's working with wonderful gifted channels who work with the Alohim energies, and they do very similar things. So I think you'd really enjoy being on his show, and you guys ought to check him out sometime.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it looks like we have just enough time to include one last song, if there is one. Is there one that you wanted to select, Mark?
Yeah, there are Fields of Snow would be a good
Fields of Snow. And then we'll come back one more time and announce anything else at the end of show, and then we'll close off.
Great.
Fields of Snow.
Thank you.
And we're back. And Mark, what was the name of that song we were listening to?
That was Fields of Snow.
Fields of Snow. That was beautiful with the flute. Now, that flute is synthesized, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But your piano is originally composed and spontaneously composed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Your work is just wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. And let me read off your website one more time at www.marktorgeson.com and www.planetaryawakening.org. I want to remind our listeners to visit my website at www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com, where you can see art of the Ascended Masters. You can see messages from the Masters. You can also see angel messages, sign up for a reading, or buy a copy of the book With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, which is on sale this year to promote world peace. We thank you for listening to The Peaceful Planet. It's been a joy to have you on our show, and your music was so joyful and uplifting, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're going to close out with one of our songs called Appreciated Angels, which is being inspired from the spirit realm. And the person producing this is Bob Murray at thestarsstillshine.com. So we thank you for joining us, and we'll talk again next week.